Washington, D.C. is a long way from the Great Lakes. Most members of Congress don't live near the lakes, and many don't understand just how big they are. Don Scavia used to work for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Washington.
I've spent 15 years inside the Beltway, and I just know that the Great Lakes just don't have the same sense of urgency and importance inside the Beltway as some other places like the Chesapeake Bay and others have. Senators and congressmen don't have boats on it like they do on the Chesapeake. I think it's a matter of if you haven't been here and you haven't seen them, you really don't get it.
These days, Don Scavia is a scientist at the University of Michigan. He's a co-author of a report on global warming and the Great Lakes. He says we need to help the Great Lakes adapt to the changes that are already happening because of global warming.
The restoration strategy is put in place specifically to increase the resiliency of the lakes, increase the buffering capacity of the lakes to allow them to adapt to this near-term climate change.
Just about everyone around the Great Lakes has noticed that water levels are dropping. Recreational boats can get stuck. Big cargo ships can't get into harbors. And they have to carry lighter loads when lake levels drop. That means more trips for ships and eventually higher prices for all of us. And climate change might make it worse. On top of that, the Great Lakes are struggling with fisheries collapsing, invasive species damaging the ecosystem, and pollution that's never been cleaned up. Jeff Skelding is with the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition.
When the Great Lakes effort began, you know, we had a lot on our plate to deal with. And then as we started looking at the science of global warming and its impacts on the Great Lakes, you know, it kind of froze us in our tracks. Now we've got global warming to contend with.
So what do the advocates want from Congress? There's a $20 billion price tag on Great Lakes restoration. Bits and pieces of it have gone before Congress, and there's been some progress on money for things like restoring wetlands. But for the most part, most of the time, the Great Lakes just haven't been a priority in Washington. Rahm Emanuel is a congressman from Illinois. He holds a leadership position among the House Democrats. He says he hopes the money will be approved by Congress sometime soon.
I don't want another study. I don't want to pay for another analysis. I'm overstudied, overanalysis. We know what it takes to fix it. We know what the pollutants are. Now we've got to put our money where our mouth is.
Politically, the time might not get any better for Great Lakes advocates. There's a census coming up, and new congressional district lines will be drawn. The Great Lakes region will lose representation in the U.S. House. That means the Great Lakes states will lose clout in Congress. So the region's members of Congress need to get a Great Lakes restoration package to the next president before that happens. Great Lakes advocates are hoping the next president, whether it's McCain, Obama, or Clinton, will give the Great Lakes more attention and money. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.